Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria peaking at 26 degrees tomorrow. Mahikeng 25. Johannesburg up to 23. We begin in Limpopo, where a 36-year-old appeared in the Moiletleng Magistrates Court for allegedly raping his 4-year-old niece. The incident happened last week Friday in the Waterberg district after the child was left in her uncle's care. According to the police, the mother found the child in her uncle's room when she returned from a nearby dealer.
The name of the accused is concealed to protect the identity of the victim. The accused abandoned his bail application. The matter is postponed to 6 May 2025 for further investigations.
That was the spokesperson there for Limpopo's prosecuting authority. Meanwhile, the Commission for Gender Equality says it's aware of various gender-based violence cases where justice wasn't served. This follows the turn of events on the Justice for Tswetswe campaign last week and the not guilty verdict on the Timothy Omotoso trial. The spokesperson for the Commission is Javu Baloyi.
Justice delayed is justice denied. Look at the Omotoso case. It took 8 years for justice to happen. And also we believe it was a miscarriage of justice and justice was served. And it can't be that people must always be reminded of what they're supposed to be doing at various institutions.
Big news in Soweto today. Three taxi association members were gunned down in Mofolo, Soweto. The police believe the incident could be taxi-related, leading this response from Santaco's Gauteng chairperson, Midday Mali.
We continue to call for a renewed, unwavering commitment from all law enforcement authorities to tackle this issue head-on. We stand ready to support law enforcement in every aspect of the investigation.
And in other news, the Road Freight Association says each closure of the N3 costs KwaZulu-Natal millions of rands. According to the CEO there, it could be between 20 and 50 million rand. He commented on a truck accident which led to the closure of Van Rien and Spas for the most of Friday last week.
It's not only the link between Johannesburg and Durban, it is also the link for regional markets around there, and it's the link that goes into Africa. That's why that figure can be like that. When trucks now suddenly are delayed, there's extra stayovers, there's extra wages, there can be extra security that comes into this. As I say, there can be penalties, and penalties sometimes can be quite harsh.
In other news, Armand de Beer from PSG Wealth mentioned earlier, international markets are a mess after Trump's tariff implementations.
Global markets are extending losses in a very volatile trading session amid growing concerns over the global economy, inflation and escalating trade tensions.
Economist at the Northwest University, Waldo Krichel, meanwhile warns that this might not be the end, especially in South Africa.
Businesses are really struggling to deal with this. Some are talking about finding other markets, pivoting to, for example, the Middle East or the Far East, but that'll take time and it will be costly. The longer these tariffs stay in place, the worse the outcomes are for production and for job creation in South Africa.
And finally, the singer Demi Lee Moore and her husband announced her pregnancy on social media today. The whole story is on jackrandfm.com, so go take a look. I'm Marlene Frischer. Enjoy your evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Usually not the type to keep on waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast. Something that you're doing got me thinking. I'ma take my foot up off the gas. She said, hey, I like where this is going. So let's just take it slow, slow.